Good morning. It's November 18th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and it's a rainy day in Dallas. Today's title is One Day at a Time. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Matthew 6:34, NIV. When I wrote this, two of my partners had gone home the day before, positive for COVID-19. With over 100,000 patients in our records, losing 28% of our physicians instantly for 2 weeks was, well, concerning to say the least. My schedule for the following day, as of 6 p.m. on the day my colleagues went down, was 24 gin patients of my own, 51 obstetric patients of one of the physicians out, 3 labor inductions, 2 scheduled cesarean sections, and responsibility for covering labor and delivery, the floors, and the emergency department. In short, it was a scenario literally tailor-made for, quote, worrying about tomorrow. The expression one day at a time is well-founded. Living life that way is recommended by our Creator over and over in the Scriptures. The Israelites, released from slavery in Egypt, spent years traipsing across the desert with no natural, reliable source of food or water. Yet God provided them with water out of a rock and manna on the ground each and every morning. They were forced to literally live one day at a time. Exodus 16:1-34. He instructed them to eat all of what they collected each day. God wanted them to trust in His care for them, but some refused to listen. They would save food just in case for the future. While they no doubt thought this harmless, instead of a ready supply of food, they ended up with rotting, maggot-filled garbage. Just in case what? Just in case God doesn't keep His word? That's what worry about tomorrow means to our God. Lack of faith. One of my maternal grandfather's favorite expressions was, a worried Christian is a contradiction in terms. Psalm 68:9 is often used as an illustration of the daily benefits of faith. Quote, the Lord deserves praise. Day after day He carries our burden, the God who delivers us. Our God is a God who delivers. The Lord, the sovereign Lord, can rescue us from death. Close quote. God makes it clear that His blessings come daily. Some days He parts the sea for us. Others He just gives us a drink and some shade. God carries our burdens, not only with the promise of salvation, but with His loving kindness, forgiveness, gentleness, as well as physical provisions. Each new day, we should be delighted at the way He shows up. And our God delivers. Takes on a new meaning during the pandemic of 2020, doesn't it? No matter what, we can depend on our God showing up with the goods. We may be in situations where there appears to be no way out. And yet God will show up, lighting the way down a path you didn't even know existed before today. My nurses made calls late into the evening, rescheduling, canceling, rearranging. The next morning I showed up early to a schedule that looked essentially normal. My first official act was to assist on a C-section where the baby was a surprise back-down transverse lie, which could never have been delivered normally and required 2 experienced surgeons to even deliver abdominally. The baby was fine. My second official act was an emergent unexpected cesarean on a woman who just showed up in triage abrupting, that is, the placenta separating. The baby was fine. Both these babies and possibly their mothers could have died had we not been here early and ready to go for the horrendous day I had anticipated. I slept like a rock last night. Why? Because I wasn't really worried about today. God provides the light to see one day at a time. All we have to do is believe it. And our lives are instantly filled with a bit extra of that peace and joy that we keep talking about. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. Perhaps there's a good reason Your Son told us to pray first, Thy will be done, and then give us this day our daily bread. We need to trust that Your will is always that we be provided for daily in every way required. Our part is only to believe it. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.